Thank you, Judy. In this section, we hear about the passing of two well-regarded Norfolk men and the tributes they received. This is followed by news of two fundraising initiatives, one being taken upon by a TV presenter during a Challenger Day, and the other looking for people to sign up for a charity walk. One of Norfolk's most renowned speedway riders, known for his take-no-prisoners approach to racing, has died at the age of 86. Having grown up in Norfolk, Clive Featherby began racing at age 14 and later moved to South Africa, New Zealand and Australia, where he settled. Over the course of the career, he raced at King's Lynn, the Firs in Norwich, Sheffield and Cradley Heath in the West Midlands, each time with impressing with his sheer determination to be the first across the finishing line. He also represented Great Britain on the track against Russia before retiring from the sport in 1972 following a crash. In 1983, his son Craig died in a speedway accident at Peterborough, a tragedy which greatly affected the family. Neil Featherby, another of his three sons, described her father as loving, an animal lover, and someone who instilled in his children a strong work ethic. He said he was a Jekyll and Hyde character, on and off the racetrack, and added, he was a totally different person away from the track. He would do anything for anyone, apart from when you were on the same racetrack as him. I remember talking to a King's Lynn Speedway driver who had spent the whole day with my dad, who was encouraging him, settling him up for his first race, and even giving him his dinner, and then on the track he overtook him. Mr. Featherby said, once the news of his father's death had spread, he had received dozens of tributes, both from those who knew his father personally, competed against him, or watched him race.
The funeral of Canaries fan David Powell from Attleborough was attended by hundreds of people sporting NCFC colours in tribute to the 49-year-old's lifelong dedication to the club. Mourners packed Breckland Crematorium on Norwich Road in the town as Mr. Powell's coffin, covered in green and yellow flowers, was brought in to Coldplay's Paradise. The eulogy, read by a family friend, recalled fond memories of Mr. Powell, remembering his time at Old Buckingham High School and Eastern College, his love of food and knowledge of tractors and farming. Mr. Powell was a well-known face at the club and fundraised extensively for Norwich City Community Sports Foundation's Nest campaign prior to his death last month. In recent years, he has been a familiar voice on BBC Radio Norfolk, sharing his take on Norwich City's progress and entertaining people with his unique ability to put his point across and love for a healthy debate. At City's 3-2 defeat to Chelsea, Norwich fans paid tribute to Mr. Powell with a one-minute applause in the 49th minute of the game.
TV presenter Simon Thomas is carrying out a mystery challenge each day in September to raise funds for Blood Cancer Awareness Month. The Norfolk-born former Sky Sports presenter lost his wife Gemma to an aggressive form of blood cancer, acute myeloid leukemia, in November 2017. She was 40. Mr. Thomas, whose parents live in Cromer, won't find out which challenge he's doing until the actual day, when he will reveal it live on social media. He said, at home, at work, with celebrity friends and on the street, we'll see if Simon's got what it takes to tackle 30 tasks throughout the month. From the silly to the sublime, the risky to the ridiculous, every day I'll find out exactly what my challenge is. I really hope I don't end up regretting it. Apart from the Thames Bridge Trek on September the 7th, I've no idea what's in store. I've been told to expect the unexpected, and that there may be a few special challenges with my old pals from Blue Peter, but I'll just have to wait and see. I'm nervous and excited as to know how it's going to turn out. We'll never get Gemma back, but in the months after her death, I formed the Gemma Thomas Fund for Bloodwise, the blood cancer charity. It will invest money into research on blood cancers, such as AML, the leukemia she had, to prevent other families suffering such a devastating loss. More than 40,000 people in the UK are diagnosed with blood cancer every year.
A fundraising walk will donate crucial funds for more than 100,000 carers in Norfolk who save the NHS some £500 million a year. The inspirational journey, taking place from Norwich to Walsingham on September the 20th to the 22nd, will raise money for the many unpaid carers who are doing invaluable work in the local area. Walking for Norfolk, which is organising the event alongside Norfolk Community Foundation, is now encouraging people to sign up to the walk. In Norfolk alone, there are more than 100,000 carers who look after ill, older or disabled family members, friends or partners every day. If left to local authorities or the NHS, this would cost around £500 million each year. These unsung heroes can become isolated and they face many challenges. So Walking for Norfolk aims to raise awareness and funds to support the carers who are often unrecognised for their role in society. Norfolk Community Foundation is supporting Walking for Norfolk by managing and distributing the raised funds to local voluntary organisations supporting the carers, targeting where money is needed the greatest. The route will follow an ancient pilgrimage route starting at Norwich Cathedral at 9:15 a.m. and ending in Walsingham. Walkers will be set off by the Bishop of Norwich with a short service and the High Sheriff of Norfolk, Lady Claire Agnew. Day one will see walkers tackle the 15 miles between Norwich and Lyng. On day two, they'll move on to Great Ryeborough, over 12 miles, finally taking on the final 8-mile stretch to Walsingham on day three. Walkers can choose to only do parts of the route or the whole stretch. Well, that's all for this part of Chatterbox. In a few minutes, Pauline Goldsworthy and Alan Shirley will be presenting more news and information. So now it's goodbye from me, Ian Robertson, and goodbye from Paddy Watkins.